Audio presents Sword of Power by Oliver Potch. Translated by Jamie McGill. Performed by Will Rock. Prologue. July 8th, in the year of our Lord, 1633, near Hamelin, in the German Empire, during the Thirty Years' War. Count Leopold von Torgau stared out at the swords clashing all around him, thrusting, piercing, and at that moment, he knew the battle was lost. Men were gasping and shrieking in mortal fear. A 20-pounder cannon thundered not far away, shaking the ground. Shortly thereafter, clumps of earth sprayed into the air and rained down on those few imperial camp tents still standing. Torgau's charger whinnied and reared up when a second cannonball hit just a few paces away. The explosion was so powerful that at first, Torgau thought it had deafened him. He was thrown off balance for the briefest of moments. The reins slipped out of his hands, and he tumbled to the ground as his horse fled in terror. He crawled into one of the abandoned trenches and immediately found himself stuck knee-deep in mud. He crossed himself and prayed silently. "Help me, oh gracious God, let this nightmare end." The long-serving and highly decorated officer had already fought in many other battles of this German war. He was certainly no coward. He was a black musketeer, a member of General Wallenstein's legendary elite troop. Duke Albrecht von Wallenstein was the German Kaiser's most important general, and the Black Musketeers were known as the finest soldiers in the entire Reich. However, this battle was the bloodiest and most horrific Torgau had ever experienced. And even he was beginning to think the devil himself had a hand in it all. How else could it be that every one of his men had been either killed, injured, or driven to desertion? That their mission was on the brink of failure? The German Reich had been at war for many years now. Catholics against Protestants, imperial troops against the prince's soldiers, even Swedes, Danes, and Saxons against Bavarians and Spaniards. There was no end in sight to the war, and each fighter hoped to make off with the greatest spoils. Through the thick...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?